You felt it, haven't you? A creeping suspicion that there's something bigger pulling the strings. The whispers in the static. The patterns in the chaos. Stories hidden in plain sight. Aliens. Gods. Shadowy cabals in smoky rooms. Oh, it's comforting, isn't it? To believe someone, anyone, is in charge. Because the alternative? The idea that no one's at the wheel? That's enough to make your head spin, isn't it? But let me tell you something. The biggest conspiracy of all? It's that there's never been a conspiracy. Not in the way you think. No one is running this show. No master puppeteer. No omnipotent council plotting your every move. The truth, my friends, is far stranger and far more liberating than that. Let's go back. Way back. To the flaming chariot in the sky. Ezekiel saw it, didn't he? Wheels within wheels, spinning, alive with fire and light. He thought it was God. Who wouldn't? But maybe it was something else. Maybe it was them, the ones who came before, the ones who planted the seeds. The Vedas speak of Vimanas, flying palaces, ships of the gods, moving not by wind, but by force. We've only just begun to fathom. What about the Tao? The Tao that cannot be named. The eternal flow that shapes and unshapes the world. That's not control. That's not governance. That's allowance. A cosmic shrug. The infinite shrugging itself into existence and letting it all just happen. And yet we can't help ourselves, can we? We look for someone to blame. It's the elites. It's the aliens. It's the big tech. Big pharma. Big... whatever. Anything to avoid looking into the abyss and seeing the truth. The abyss is looking back. Because there's nothing else it can do. Think about it. If they, the aliens, the gods, call them what you will, if they're out there, do you really think they're controlling us? No. They're watching, studying. Maybe they're even laughing. They set the pieces in motion, sure. But the game? The game's been playing itself for eons. What if they're not gods at all? What if they're us? Or... what we could have been had we made different choices. Had we eaten a tie-dyed stool instead of drowning it in honey? Had we ascended instead of descending into the flesh, into the material, into the mundane? The Buddhists say we're already enlightened. That the only thing keeping us from seeing it is our own attachment, our own clinging. But who taught us to cling? No one. We did that ourselves. And the gods, the aliens, whatever you want to call them, they're just waiting for us to let go. Waiting for us to realize that control is the ultimate illusion. Because if there's no one in control, then no one can stop you. Not really. The universe isn't a machine with levers and dials. It's a dance. A wild, unchoreographed dance where every step creates the next beat of music. And here's the kicker. You're not just part of the dance. You are the dance. Look at this. Just look at it. The universe folded into a single form. So simple, so humble, yet bursting with colors that we've forgotten how to see. This isn't just a mushroom. It's a mirror. But can you really see it? Am I really showing you anything? Is it invisible? Or is it a portal? A reminder that the gods never left us. Because they were never above us to begin with. They've always been right here. Inside. Here's to the dance. To the chaos. To the beauty of no one being in charge. Perichoresis.